One strike, one down. The 1-1, swing and a ball cracked out as Owen Jackson running after it at first and not able to track it down, goes in foul territory. 1-2, but how about the Rafters trying to get the bats going just a little bit? Up to 5 hits now, which is good, but they needed to bring in some runs, and Ty Johnson was the guy to do so. A 1-run RBI double. One ball, two strikes. Milburn with two strikeouts today. He'll step on the third base side of the slab. He'll look in over at second. Step high and fire on a curve that goes away. Strike three. And getting the third was Johnson. So it goes across the plate. As Rivera, well, actually, no. That was ball two. It looked like it was right across the plate. Rivera backed away. And it comes in for a ball, so 2-2 as Johnson gets to third. So now a runner 90 feet away. The 2-2 from Milburn. And behind Brown through his legs, Johnson will get home. And now the Rafters cut it to 5-2. And here comes Wisconsin Rapids. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. One down. Milburn will look in again on Rivera. He'll fire in a swing and a line drive that pulls in the right center field gap. And Rivera back-to-back hits for him. And now you see why this guy batted a 397 at Hope International. He went 0-for-5 yesterday. So here come the Rafters. One down. They're up to 6 hits now. They've out-hit Madison as Jack Gervich, who got a base hit last time out. Rivera, he'll take first. 1 down. A swing and a hard hit ground ball that goes in between second and third, rolls into left field. Back-to-back hits. Here come the Rafters. So back-to-back hits from Rivera and Gurevich. Each 2-for-2 today. Garrett Broussard, who grounded out into a double play, a 4-6-3 double play last time out. As Milburn on the mound now, right now, meeting with Brown. So one down for the Rafters. But they are coming. Here they go. They have a base hit from Hansen. He got home off a 1-run RBI single from Johnson. Johnson gets home off of a wild pitch. Then back-to-back hits from Rivera and Gurevich. The only out came from Levi Jensen, who flew out to right field. Score is 5-2. Rafter is up to 7 hits. One down. Milburn will look it over at second. He'll step in and fire right down the plate for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Rats have committed an error as well in the field. But starting to cut this deficit one run at a time. The 0-1, a swing and a ball pulled into right center. And coming to cut it off in time was Tucker. And Rivera thought about going three and retreats back to second. Gurevich remains at first, so two down. So this brings up Harrison Didowick, who struck out swinging last time up. 5 runs in the top of the second for Madison. Rafters have found 2 of their own in the bottom of the third. Looking in and firing is Milburn, and it comes low for a ball. So Didowick, 53 games played for Virginia with 159 at-bats. He batted a .252, a solid hitter with 34 RBIs, and the 1-0 misses upstairs on a chest-high fastball at 1-1. Fastball came in at 88. One ball, one strike. Gurvich at first. Rivera leads off at second. The 1-1. Curve low. Two balls, a strike. So the Rafters, they've started to find some success in getting runs home. A 2-1 count, two down. Coming set is Milburn. He looks over at second. He'll step and fire the 2-1 way above the zone. And it comes on a ball, 3-1. One ball away, and the Rafters have the bases loaded. They have the tying run at the plate. Three balls, a strike. Isaac Milburn with two strikeouts, the Eastern Kentucky pitcher. The 3-1 comes outside for ball four. Didowick will take first. And this brings up Jorge Degatti, who got a base hit last time up. So he is quite the hitter. He can get on base, and right now they're going to need him to do so. 15 hits, including one in this game, which he's now up to 16, batting a 278. Milburn looking to get out of this inning. He's swinging a ball pulled out right side and fouled. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Bases are fully loaded. Didowick at first. Gurvich at second, and David Rivera stands at third. Milburn lifts high the leg, the 0-1 on a curve, up and away outside of the zone, 1-1. So once again, the right-hander, who's at 5 RBIs this season and 7 runs. Milburn the wind, the fire, and once again, boy, he loves throwing those curveballs. Sees the left edge of the zone in for a strike on a 76-mile-per-hour breaking ball, 1-2. 1-2 count. Milburn takes a deep breath, cocks it back, winds and fires. A swing and a bouncer over the shortstop, Fisher. Lifts it on to second and gets Didowick out going to second. So that's the third out. But the Rafters, they get two runs back. We head to the top of the fourth. 5-2 now here at Witter Field. We'll take a quick step aside on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, Malachi Vitok back on the mound, as the North Dakota State product, Davis Hamilton, will lead off. The Mallards lead 5-2. They've been out hit 7-5. The Rafters found ways to get two runs back in the bottom of the third. So Davis Hamilton, who had a one-run RBI double last time up to send Isaiah Jackson home from first, he'll step in, batting a 300 with 18 hits. And he's right down the road from Madison, a native of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. So he'll step in the left-handed batter on Malachi Vitok. So Vitok will come set. He'll stand on the third base side of the slab. A ball pulled, lifted out left side. 0-1. Vitok nearing his 15th pitch. He's allowed one hit. 0-1 count. Vitok will step high and fire on the outside for a ball. 1-1. So Vitok once again. He'll set and serve on a curveball just out of the left edge of the zone. And it comes for a ball. 2-1. 14 RBIs for Hamilton. 10 runs. He also has two home runs as well. 2-1 count. Malachi Vitok, an Omaha, Nebraska native, sees the curveball and skims the right edge of the zone in for a strike. 2-2. 2-2 count. Hamilton, Fisher, and Tucker are all set to bat here in the top of the fourth. And the fifth offering comes way outside and goes through the glove of Jensen. Bounces away, 3-2. So a full count, Malachi Vitok. A guy with a 3-1 record for the Rafters this season. The 3-2, a weak ground ball hit over to first. And Broussard fields it, races over to first, and tags it in time. So this brings up Cal Fisher, who had a two-run home run last time up. Absolutely belted a ball to left field. Fisher also hit a solo shot yesterday. So definitely a guy that they're going to have to watch out for. Heading to Florida State next season as he fouls one on the top side of the bat. 0-1 from Deerfield, Wisconsin. Batting a 200. Two home runs on the season, including today, which he got his first yesterday. 0-1 count. A swing and a ball belted into left field. This ball is way back. It's going to go. A solo shot once again from Cal Fisher. Back-to-back home runs from the high school senior. And the rising freshman headed to Florida State hits a solo shot. Fisher, what about it? Cal Fisher, are you serious? A solo home run yesterday and then a two-run shot on his first plate appearance today and then a solo home run today. 6-2 lead for Madison. 1-0 count. One down, and Vitok fires, swing and a miss upstairs, 1-1. This team has found success getting behind the wall on the 1-1 on the curve, right down the plate for a strike, 1-2. A 1-2 count. Vitok sets and fires. A swing and a fly ball into shallow center. Coming to chase it down is Johnson for two down. So two down. And this brings up Jake Holcroft here in the top of the order. So Vitok here with two down. Well, set in and serve. Check swing inside and it comes for a strike. No balls a strike. The 0-1 right down the plate for a strike. 0-2. At a curveball at 83. Comes in. 0-2 count. Two down. Looking in, he'll step and fire and pulled back side. So once again, no balls and two strikes on Jake Holcroft, who had a one-run RBI single last time up. He struck out swinging the time before. And the 0-2 misses inside for strike three. The Raptors give up a run, a solo shot from Cal Fisher. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org. Let it slip, it cough, it check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning as the Raptors down 6-2. A solo home run from Cal Fisher, which has put them in a situation where they got two runs back in the bottom of the third. But they have struggled on the defensive side. So Nick Argento will step in for the Mallards. A swing and a hard ground ball over to Fisher at short. Throws it down to first for one down. So Gallison grounds out. This brings up Luke Hansen, who got a base hit last time out. He's one for one today. Raptors have struggled when it comes to continuing to be aggressive on the defensive side. You know, there's been times offensively where they've been well. They've gotten hits. They've played good baseball, but it's struggled to be consistent throughout the game. There's been moments where they've been great, and there's been moments where they fall apart. And I think we're seeing that here today. One ball, one strike, and one down. Argento will step and fire and fouled away. 1-1 count. So Argento out of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, an 0-1 record with 8 games appeared in. He's at 11 and 2/3 innings of work. Given up 13 hits, 14 runs, and 6 strikeouts. So from Wayzata, Minnesota, heading into his sophomore season at UNC, the 2-2. And a ball weakly hit away from the bag is Jackson, able to get it at first. And tagging it in time is Argento for 2 down. So Levi Jensen, who flew out to right last time up. 0-for-1. 2 down. Argento wasn't able to get up the win against Kalamazoo. A swing and a weakly hit ground ball. And the third baseman, Taylor and Fisher. Bad communication. Jensen gets the first. So it rolls over to Taylor. He slides forward. Fisher was coming forward as well. And that gets an error for Levi Jensen. So he'll take first. Johnson, a one-run RBI single on his last at-bat. He's one for two this evening. Two down. Looking in and serving. Outside for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike, two down. Jensen at first. Argento, the right-hander. He'll look, step, and deliver on the inside as Ty Johnson was about to go swing on a check swing. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Each team with an error. Argento steps on the slab. He'll fire. And it comes low of the zone. 2-1. The Mallards in front, 6-2. Rafters have out-hit them 7-6. Madison has found ways to get the RBIs in, and that's been a big thing for them. The 2-1 from Argento. Backing away is Johnson, and he sees a ball on the inside. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Ty Johnson went 0-for-2 yesterday with three walks. Argento fires a 3-1. A swing and a fly ball into right center. Heading back towards the wall. Isaiah Jackson reaches out before the warning track. Gets the third out. We head to the top of the fifth. Rafters trail 6-2. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth, we go. Rafters trail 6-2. Madison, five runs in the top of the second. And they got a solo home run from Cal Fisher to extend this lead to four. As Malachi Vitoc back on the mound. And a guy that has had one strikeout, 29 pitches. He's allowed two hits and a run. So Vitoc, the right-hander, has been getting ahead in counts, just hasn't been able to finish him off. So leading off for the Mallards, Keenan Taylor, who's 1-for-2 this evening. He grounded out to second first time up and then a one-run RBI single last time at bat. So, Taylor, the right-hander out of Purdue from Westfield, Indiana. He's at 12 RBIs this season. Vitoc will step in and serve the first offering and a foul back behind home plate. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Taylor went 2-for-5 yesterday with a run. So he had a big day at the plate. and sees the 0-1 on a curveball that finds the right edge of the zone. In for a strike, 0-2. So Vitek ahead in the count. Nearing his second strikeout. Stands on the third base side of the slab. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Reaching for it outside was Taylor. And just caught a little bit late. One down. So this brings up Ryan Sprock, who's 0-2, struck out swinging, and he flew out to right. A guy that hit a three-run home run yesterday into deep left center, which started things off for the Mallards in the top of the third. As the first pitch comes in on the left edge and finds the strike zone. So Malachi Vitek with a 3-1 record. Last three games, he's gotten the decision. He's won all of them. And the 0-1 swing and a miss right down low, 0-2. So Sprock out of Elon and plays his collegiate ball with one of the Raptors catchers, Alex Duffy. The 0-2, the step, the fire, and pulled away outside. So once again, ahead in the count is Vitek. There was one down. He'll look, wind, and deliver. A swing and a ball lifted out right side. 1-2. Raptors have out-hit the Mallards 8-6. But Madison has been able to get runs batted in. The right-hander Sprock, with the bat on his shoulder, will see the 1-2, and he'll pull it left side. 1-2 count still. Malachi Vitek, a Raptor last season, with 16 games, appeared in a 6-0 record. He had 26 strikeouts and 27 innings of work. And the 1-2 fouled on the inside of the bat into the dugout of Madison. So Sprock DHing here in this game. He's a big hitter. 25 runs, 5 home runs. And the 1-2, a slider right side and just low of the zone, 2-2. 26 RBIs for him. He's been an absolute power hitter, and manager Donnie Scott can rely on this guy heading into his sophomore season. And the 2-2 misses inside for strike three. So Malachi Vitek recording his third strikeout this evening, and now it's two down. And Owen Jackson will step in. So back-to-back strikeouts for Vitek. Owen Jackson, who's 1-2 here at the plate, struck out swinging and had a base hit. So Jackson hit a solo home run yesterday into right field. And Vitek fires and sees a curveball. 0-1 at 81 miles per hour. So the Raptors one away here in the top of the fifth. And Vitek will set. He'll look the 0-1 up above the zone for a ball. 1-1. So one error in the field for the Raptors. Isaiah Jackson was able to get on base from an error from the first baseman, Broussard. And the 1-1 pushes inside for a ball. 2-1. Two balls a strike. Two down. Vitek will come set. Lights slowly starting to turn on here at Witter Field. And the 2-1. Lower the zone for a ball. 3-1. Three balls a strike. Vitek nearing his 45th pitch, which would put him above the previous pitcher, Josh Howitt, who ended his day on 44 pitches. And the 3-1 up and outside for ball number four. So Owen Jackson at the University of Toledo will take first. So Jackson at first, and this brings up Canyon Brown, who grounded out to short and flew out to left. So a lot of his balls that he hits go into the left side of the field. Out of North Carolina A&T from Ormond Beach, Florida. And a slider right side. And comes in low, 1-0. Batting a 292, 21 hits for him, 12 RBIs. A 1-0 count. Top five, Raptors trail 6-2. And looking to find ways to get back into this ball game, and it starts with it on the defensive side of the ball. The 1-0 right down the pipe for a strike on a fastball, 1-1. And it comes in at 89. So Owen Jackson at first, the catcher Canyon Brown, even in the count 1-1, and a curve right side, 2-1. So two balls a strike, two down. Jackson stands at first. Brown ahead in the count, 2-1. And that comes down the right side of the plate in for a strike, 2-2. So Vitoc looking for his fourth strikeout. The count runs 2-2. Deuces across the board. Owen Jackson at first. Two balls, two strikes, and a swing and a miss low for strike three. So Vitoc records his fourth strikeout of this evening. We head to the bottom of the fifth. After his trail 6-2, we'll step aside here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth, we go. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters down 6-2 right now. David Rivera, who's 2-for-2 this evening. He got a base hit on both of his plate appearances. So head in the count 1-0 on Argento, and he'll swing and miss low, bend down at the knee, and it comes in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. David Rivera batted a 397 at Hope International, and the 1-1 swing and a miss upstairs on a chest-high curveball, 1-2. So the tall right-hander out of UNC Chapel Hill, ahead of the count, 1-2, and it comes on, pushes inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. David Rivera from Long Beach, California, went 0-for-5 yesterday, but starting his day nicely. And the ball comes in way low of the zone on the right edge, for the count runs full, 3-2. Shaking it off is Argento. He doesn't like the pitch. He'll come set, step, wind, and fire. And goes on the right edge. Rivera was ready to take first. Thought it was ball four for a moment, but it comes in for a strikeout. So one down, and this brings up Jack Gervich, the DH from Pacific Palisades, California, at the University of San Diego. So he's gotten a base hit on first both of his plate appearances this afternoon. So Rivera comes up empty at the plate. One down, Argento fires, and it comes in for a ball, 1-0. So the Rafters have committed an error in the field. 1-0 count. One ball, one strike, with one down. Gervich batting a 280, 26 hits for him and 20 RBIs. And Argento fires way outside, and it comes for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one down. Jack Gurevich, 2-for-2 here in this game as he swings and misses on the left side. The count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Argento steps, fires, and Gurevich pulls it left side. He made great contact, but wasn't able to keep it fair. Rafters have out-hit Madison 8-6. So Gurevich, the left-hander with the bat on his shoulder, sees the 2-2, and he drifts the ball left side, and it goes onto the concourse, out of play. Two-two count. The DH, Gurevich. We'll see the 2-2, and he's swinging a hard-hit ground ball over to Taylor. Spins it across his body, throws it over to first, and gets the second out. What a play. Heads up from Keenan Taylor. So Gurevich grounds out to the third baseman, Taylor, Garrett Broussard, who's 0-for-2. Grounded out on a double play, a 4-6-3 double play, and then he flew out to right. Broussard batting a 235. And the first pitch comes on the right edge in for a strike, 0-1. Mallards with a big five-run inning in the top of the second. No balls, a strike. And it comes in for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 from Argento, a swing and a high-hit fly ball into left field. And seeing it this time was Holcroft. And it goes for the third out. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Mallards lead 6-2. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook. Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, Isaiah Jackson, the left-hander and the Arizona State Sun Devil, who's 0-for-2 this evening with a run, was able to get the first run in the Mallards in the top of the second. And the first pitch comes in for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. He got a run from first where he just darted over around the bases because it was a one-run RBI double from Davis Hamilton. Scored the first run for Madison. Two balls, no strikes. Vitek with four strikeouts and throws the ball down low. It bounces in the dirt. 3-0. A 3-0 count. And ball number four pushes inside. Isaiah Jackson will take first. And not a way to start off if you're Wisconsin Rapids. Davis Hamilton, who was 1-for-2 with a one-run RBI double, and he grounded out to first. From North Dakota State, 15 RBIs and 19 hits this season. And the first offering on a curve, left edge of the zone, 4-1-0. One ball, no strikes. Vitek with 4 strikeouts, nearing his 56th pitch. The 1-0 away, 4-2-0. A 2-0 count. Jensen having a word with his pitcher. Vitek a little bit frustrated, just can't find the zone right now. Madison with 5 runs in the top of the second. Rafters answered with 2 runs of their own in the bottom of the third, but a solo home run once again from Cal Fisher. Both of his at-bats, he's hit home runs. He had a 2-run shot, and then he hit a solo home run to left field. He's been unbelievable, and he hit a home run yesterday, so 3 home runs so far in the series. They've had no answer for Fisher, and he's on deck right now. The 2-0 from Vitek. Right down the plate on the right edge for a strike, 2-1. A 2-1 count. Vitek's allowed 2 hits a run. He's walked 2 batters. Jackson stands at first, the throw over. 2-1 count. Vitek fires and throws it and hits the right thigh of Hamilton. And hobbling over to first, Jackson will take to second. And now, 2 runners on, and this brings up the guy that has had home runs on each of his 2 at-bats, Cal Fisher. So the right-hander, 3 home runs in this series. Surely he can't hit another one, right? I mean, surely not. They're just going to have to find a way to stop him. Vitek struggling. Right now, there's nobody in the bullpen. It looks like warming up for the Rafters as Brian Dyer walking over to all the pitchers right now to seem like, hey, like, we've got to get some guys warmed up, and I think that's exactly what he's doing. So 2 runners on. Hamilton and Fisher swings and skies it into shallow left center. Backpedaling and tracking it down is Rivera for 1 down. So Fisher finally becomes human. And he flies out to the shortstop. Jack Tucker, who's 0-for-1, walked and he flew out to center. So Jack Tucker from St. John's, Staten Island, New York. Vitek looks over once again at second and serves in the first offering, and it comes in for a ball, 1-0. 2 runners on for Madison. Jackson walked, and Hamilton was hit by a pitch. What's funny enough, the Rafters down 4 runs, but they out-hit the Mallards, 8-6. And the 1-0 foul back, 1-1. So 1-1 out of Staten Island. He's at a home run, which he got it against the Rafters back on June the 30th, where he smashed a ball into left center. It was a solo shot in the bottom of the 7th. The 1-1, well hit, flew out to right field. Didwick catches it before the warning track. Tagging up to third is Isaiah Jackson. The throw over is not nearly close. So Jackson will get to third. And staying at first was Hamilton. So runners on first and third. And this brings up Jake Holcroft, who's 1-for-3 with a run. He also has an RBI. He struck out twice. Two down. Vitek here in the top of the 6th. Four strikeouts, fires. A swing and a line drive that bounces before Gallison can get to it. Jackson scores. And now Madison adds to their total. They're up 7-2. A frustrating night for this pitching staff once again. Have not found an answer for the avalanche of hits for the Mallards. 14 hits yesterday. They're already up to 7. We're not even done with the top of the 6. Keenan Taylor will step in. Vitoc fires, and he swings and a miss on the inside. 0-1. So at second is Hamilton. At first is Holcroft. 0-1 count. A swing and a hard hit ground ball over to the second baseman. Hansen flips it on over to Rivera, and he gets the third out, but the Rafters give up a run, a one-run RBI single from Jake Holcroft. We head to the bottom of the 6th. Rafters trail 7-2. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 56. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 77. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 49. Cloudy skies expected Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the 6th, Harrison Didowick will step in. And a guy that is 0-for-1, he struck out swinging first time up to bat, and then he walked on his last time up at the plate. Ahead of the count, 2-0, Nick Argento nearing his 31st pitch. He's had one strikeout and given up a hit. Rafters find themselves down 7-2. They've out-hit Madison, which is interesting, as they swing and a hard-hit ground ball over to Hamilton at second. Scoops it up in the glove, and the toss over to first is in time for one down. So this brings up Jorge Degatti, who was 1-for-2 this evening. So a guy that got his base hit, or he hit a jam shot on the right field line that stayed fair. So out of the Indiana University, native of Miami, batting a 278, and Argento fires, and outside. 2-0 count, one down. Argento will look in on Degatti. He'll come set. Fire, and Degatti backs away and just bends down as that ball was coming near his face, it looked like. 3-0 count. One down. Stepping in, firing, and finding the left edge is Argento, 3-1. 3 balls a strike. One down, the 3-1 comes in, and that just skims the inside of Degatti, finds for ball number 4, and he'll take first. So Anthony Gallison grounded out to short, struck out swinging, 0-for-2. And a guy that bats a 266. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleer from Colts Neck, New Jersey. One down, and it looks like Chris Conniff is on deck as he's swinging a ball that stays fair on the left field line, rolls into left field, and Gallison gets to first, Degatti at second, and the Rafters two runners on here in the bottom of the sixth, only one down, and this looks to be Chris Conniff instead of Luke Hansen batting. Conniff out of Wagner College from Edmond, Oklahoma, the pinch hitter. Batting a 253, 22 hits for him and 14 RBIs, the returning Rafter. Gallison at first. At second stands Degatti. So Chris Conniff taking the place of Luke Hansen. And getting low, bending at the knees, Argento. He'll look in, stand on the first base side of the slab. Look over at second, Degatti leads there now. And the first offering comes in above the zone for a ball, 1-0. Argento once again bends down the long stare at home. Comes set with the ball in his glove. Two runners on, Gallison at first, Degatti at second, the 1-0, a swing and a ball that drops up the middle. Degatti stands at third. He doesn't decide to go home. The bases are loaded with one down, and this brings up the nine-hole batter, Levi Jensen, who got on base off of an error from the third baseman. So Jensen has been successful when these times have come. And I'll take you back to the Wausau game back in early June, where it was bases loaded, bottom of the ninth with one out, and he hit a ground out to left field, well, to the third baseman, which allowed a runner to get home. So he hit a walk-off ground out, and Jensen sees the first strike across the plate, 0-1. So Conniff with a base hit. Gallison with a base hit. Degatti walked, bases loaded. Argento stares down and serves the 0-1 home outside for a ball, 1-1. Rafters down 7-2, but they're threatening here in the bottom of the sixth. One ball, one strike. Looking at Argento, steps high and fires as Jensen fouls on the inside of the bat, but sees a strike, 1-2. A delicate play is here. This is a very close. This is going to be a big part of the game right here. This could make or break the game. Obviously, you have a lot of innings to be done, but right here, this is a big play in this game. A big at bat, the 1-2, Jensen swings and pops it up into shallow center, and getting in after it is Fisher, the shortstop, for two down. So Levi Jensen 0-for-3, and this brings up Ty Johnson, who's 1-for-3 with a run. Conniff at first, Gallison at second, and Jorge Degatti at third. So Ty Johnson, they need him. 16 RBIs this season. The left-hander on Argento, who stares down at home, will come set. The right-hander will look, step, fire, and just lower the zone for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count, two down. Argento will step in. He comes set. The 1-0 home. And outside for a ball, 2-0. So bottom six. Bases fully juiced. Rafters up to 10 hits this evening, but only two runs. Argento welcomes that. The 2-0 swing and a weak ground ball over the second baseman in Hamilton. Tosses over to first in for the third out. So the Raptors had the bases loaded, not able to get anybody home. They still trail 7-2. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh, Julian Tristan will step on the mound for the Raptors. 11 games appeared in with a 2-1 record and 6 saves. He also has 13 innings of work, allowing 8 hits and 7 runs, but 12 strikeouts for a 4.15 ERA. And will serve in on the first offering on Ryan Sprock, who's 0-3 with 2 strikeouts. And he flew out to right field. So we usually see Julian Tristan in the ninth inning, but here in the seventh, and serves in the second pitch, out for a ball, 2-0. So Sprock, a 3-run home run yesterday, batting a 314, and the 2-0 swing and a miss, right down the plate for a strike, 2-1. So Levi Jensen is out as catcher. Alex Duffy, the Elon catcher, will step in behind the plate. A 2-2 count, so you have an Elon batter and the Elon catcher. So two collegiate teammates once again meeting here on the field. And Tristan fires a 2-2, backing away is Sprock. And that came really close to his head, and he sees the ball. His count is full, 3-2. Tristan out of Irvine, California, and the redshirt senior from Westcliff University steps and fires the payoff, and a track swing outside comes in for a strike. Strike three, and that starts Julian Tristan's day off with a strikeout. And Owen Jackson, who struck out swinging, got a base hit, and walked. He hit a solo home run to right field yesterday early afternoon. And Tristan fires right down the plate on a fastball. No balls, a strike. One down, Tristan will come set again. He delivers the 0-1 that goes left side of the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One down, Tristan sets and fires, and it comes on the outside. So Owen Jackson, out of the University of Toledo from the Mid-American Conference, 28 RBIs for him this season. As he swings and cracks it, and a bounce is, that goes over the head of Rivera, rolls into center field, and a base hit for Owen Jackson, his second of the afternoon. So this brings up Canyon Brown. He'll step in now. Batting fifth in the order. So Brown 0-for-3 with a strikeout. So the catcher out of Ormond Beach, Florida, and North Carolina A&T.